أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. My khutbah today is the answer to a question came to me first from Greenville, and after this from Colombia. And when I went last week to Detroit, I found the same issue there. So I decided to answer this question so to be known to the Muslims. Nowadays there is a movie they showing in the theater outside called The Passion of Christ, something similar to this. I don't know exactly, I didn't read the title, but here things. The question is it permissible for the Muslims to go watch this movie? In a short version, no, you are not supposed to go and watch this movie. Why? First of all, because I tell you why, I want to give you a general idea that you as a Muslim, you are not supposed to be watching movies or renting movies or going to theater, because the Islamic ruling number one about music. Music is forbidden in the Islamic law. The only permissibility during Eid and wedding for the duf to be played. Other than this, the Muslim doesn't listen to music, it doesn't play music, it doesn't study and learn music, it doesn't manufacture music, it doesn't sell or gift or receive music. Doesn't matter in what form, a CD, in a tape, a cassette, or in any fashion. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had forbidden it. And whatever the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbid is equal to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid. The hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari under the chapter of Al-Ashriba, drinks. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what the meaning is, لَا يَكُونَنَّ مِنْ أُمَّتِي أَقْوَامٍ يستحلون الحرى والحرير والخمر والمعادن. That it will be a group of my nation which they will treat the following items as if they are lawful. That means the following four things the Prophet ﷺ mentioned about it are forbidden, but will come a time that some Muslims they will indulge in these things as if it's halal. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-hira, wal-harir, wal-khamr, wal-ma'adif." Adultery or fornication or illegal sex or whatever division comes under it, from boyfriend, girlfriend, anything. That is haram in Islam. Relationship between a man and a woman that is not a mahram, is not a mahram to him, that she is a foreigner woman. You have no talk with her, you have no socialization with her, you have no communication with her, except it's a matter of necessity and will be a business talk. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us about how to lower our gaze and how a woman not to soften her talk, all the things which you need a khutbah or a class by itself. But will come a time that the people will look, disregard this. Now you're going to have boyfriend and girlfriend, and they go for dinner together, and they be visiting each other, traveling together, all these things, which this is haram, and all these things is forbidden, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Don't come near adultery. Not don't commit adultery, Allah says, don't come near. Anything bring you closer to this avenue, stay away from it. So will come people even like nowadays we see that some Muslims in a public school, they study so-called safe sex, sexual education, all right? So this is not Islamically, and this is wrong, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said will be if people who treat these things as if it's okay. Also, al-harir, which is a silk material, is forbidden for men to wear. And also, khamr, wine, they make changing the names, maybe say the percentage is only 15%, or they call it beer, they call it mashrubat, ruhiya, whatever name they're going to give it, is still haram. And what else? That al-ma'azif, musical instrument. Musical instrument. So in 99.9% that movies that has music involved in it, so you could not watch it, you could not listen to it. This is the Islamic ruling, this is not my personal opinion. So this is the reason that you could not and be there in a theater or renting a movie or watching any movie. If so-called documented movie that has no music in it, this is a different issue now. This is one reason. The second reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. Those who did not witness false action or false deed or false talk, and when they pass by vain talk, idle talk, they will pass peacefully. They did not sit, they did not participate, they did not get in the line and wait to buy tickets. No, the Muslims, the believers, that they do what? Vain talk, vain action, things is not teaching you about Allah or your deen or something beneficial in your dunya, how you carry your career. So this is a vain, idle talk, idle action. Stay away from it. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. They will pass by such a thing in honorable way. They did not participate in it. And this is the reason that you could not go to any movies. Also, اختلاط and mixing. Would you please kindly move forward? Fill this gap and get close to each other. Kindly, please. جزاكم الله خيرا. Mixing men and women together and be in a place which haram is committed, and people doing smoking cigarettes, people sitting, hugging each other, kissing each other, all these things, this kind of mixing, a Muslim is not supposed to be in such kind of environment. If you could not change the evil, you need to stay away from the evil. Also, that you are spending money to purchase the tape or to rent the movie or to go to the movie theater, and this spending in something is not halal, something is not beneficial for you, and this call in an Islam that fear. What is the position of those who spend with no benefit coming back to them? They in al mubadhirina kanu ikhwan al shayateen. The spendthrift are the brethren of the shaitan. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا. That those who spending and wasting their money in things no beneficial coming back to them, they are the brother and the companion of the shaitan. Which one of you would like to be the brother of the shaitan or the friend of the shaitan? Of course not. So that means Allah hates the shaitan, Allah dislikes the shaitan, Allah call him kafir. So do you want to be the brother of the kafir, the devil? Of course not. With all many other reasons that we can tell you that you could not be part of this. Now, why we specifically saying about this movie, Passion of Christ, that you could not watch it? Because with the addition, things that I mentioned about, there is a religious issue involved. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن. We narrated to you Muhammad the best of all narration through this Quran. So there is no story, there is no stories or telling information better than the Quran. And if you want to learn about Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, son of Mary, so there is no better resources for you to get the information than the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah is saying, نَتْلُ عَلَيْكَ بِالْحَقِّ نَتْلُ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ نَبَأِ مُوسَى وَفِرْعَوْنَ بِالْحَقِّ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. We narrate to you, Muhammad, the story or the information or the news of Musa and Fir'aun with the truth. So nobody else can give you the reality and the truth and the correct information other than Allah. Because even the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say, we narrate to you. Before this, you don't know this thing. And no way except a guessing and imagination. And Allah is saying, فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ. So if Allah narrating this with the truth and the correct information, Allah also is telling us, there is nothing after the truth except the falsehood. How you can be part of falsehood? Some kuffar getting together try to make money. Usually they make money from fools. They put things together and telling you this is the story of Jesus. This is the passion of Christ. This is such and such. How you can trust this information? How you can take it? How you can accept it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us about Isa, not on the truth as they claim, but Allah even telling us about Isa before his mother gets pregnant. Allah is saying about Isa, about the mother of Isa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us even about Maryam when is a baby, and how they debating which one will take care and adopt Maryam. Subhanallah. From the beginning to the end, even they claim to crucify him, Allah is telling us وَمَا صَلَبُوا وَمَا قَتَلُوا وَمَا صَلَبُوا. So Allah giving you the whole thing. How you go to non-Muslims allowing you to feed you with information. Somebody said, brother, we only killing time. We know that these people are not truthful. We are not, we're only joking. We're only having fun. قُلْ أَبِ اللَّهِ وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّ نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبُ قل أبي الله وآياته ورسولي كنتم تستهزئون لا تعتذروا قد كفرتم بعد إيمانكم. If you ask them, they will say, we only was joking, making fun, having nice time. Say to them, by Allah and His verses and His messenger, you making a joke? Don't make excuse because you commit disbelief after you believe. Now, you got the answer why you could not watch the movie Passion of Christ or any other movie, but especially about this movie, because this is, has some religious information that we could not get our information from this. I want to give you a hadith which is the collection of Imam Ahmad with something that happened in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The hadith is reported by Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, that Umar ibn al-Khattab at the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam bi kitabin asabahu min ba'd ahli al-kutub, faqara'ahu an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam faghadab faqala amutahawwikuna fiha ya ibn al-Khattab walladhi nafsi bi yadi laqad ji'tukum biha bayda'a naqiyya لا تسألوهم عن شيء فيخبروكم بحق فتكذبوا به أو بباطل فتصدقوا به والذي نفسي بيده لو موسى صلى الله عليه وسلم كان حيا ما وسعه إلا أن يتبعني. Here Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله عنه, he had inherited or found or left kept a piece of the Qawrah. He came and he presented to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, assuming that he found a treasure or something good, and presented to the Prophet. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he see it and read it, he said, what's wrong with you, Ibn al-Khattab? You guys, I brought this Islam to you clear, pure, white, shining like a daylight. Everything is there. Everything is obvious and clear truth. Why you could not find your way? How you can go to the Torah? How you can go to other books? How you can seek information from other places? What's wrong with you? You did not ask the people of the book about any information related to this deen. Because they may tell you with something that is true, but because they are not Muslims, now you deny the truth, which is the truth. Or they may tell you something which is a lie or fabricated, and now you accept it, so now you're accepting falsehood. Leave it alone. Because as we understand the truth and the wrong, been mixed together. So don't ask them, don't seek guidance on information related to Allah, His Messenger, the hereafter, similarity in the religion, all these things, religious debate, dialogue, and comparative religion, and after this we come about what we call interfaith. But little bit by little bit, and after this will be what? Interfaith. That mean you appreciate what I got? I appreciate what you got. You call him Jesus, they call him Jehovah, you call him Allah, they call him the Mother Nature, they call him the cow, but all of us, we worshiping God. God manifesting himself in a different form. So let's not criticize each other, let's be appreciative to each other what we got. This is what basically what interfaith is about. A Muslim doesn't get into interfaith because فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ. Nothing after truth except falsehood. This ours, this principle, this where we stand. We no compromise. This doesn't give us the light, the right that we're going to attack you or spit in you or snatch your money and take your women. No. But we still say, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينُ. Allah will judge you between us in the day of judgment. You have your belief, I got my belief. But there is no marriage. This kind of so-called marriage and interface is not there. So the Prophet ﷺ said, they may ask them about something which is truth, but you deny it because they are not Muslims. Or they say something falsehood and you accept it. By Allah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam swearing, if Musa, the man, the prophet, the messenger who had received that book, if he himself is the teacher himself, the Prophet Musa alaihi wasallam, if he's alive, he has no choice except to follow me. I is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By Allah, if he's still alive, he has no choice. And this is the reason that when Isa alayhi salam will come back and they present to him to lead the salah, he said, no, your imam is among you. Your imam is from you. You go ahead, lead the salah. I'll be a follower. He's not going to come to preach Christianity, but he will come and the follow. So we have to understand, my brothers and sisters, that we could not be making jokes of Islam or taking Islam as a means of relaxation that we can have it as entertainment. So you want to do something nice with you and your wife, let's go to the theater and watch Jesus, the Passion of Jesus, the Passion Jesus of Christ, the Passion of Christ. No. Take your wife to a restaurant or go there by the river and take a walk, but don't get into things related to the deen because this is danger. Your child will like to play, but you don't let him play in a socket. Electricity, you don't let him touch a hot iron. This is not the way to play. This is not the way to relax. So it's not because, yeah, I really don't want, but my wife said, let's go and see this movie that everybody's talking about. No. Say, I'm sorry, we could not do this. And this is the answer to such a question. Hopefully, inshallah, those who may win, not knowingly, they seek Allah's forgiveness for what they did. And those who did not do it, this not we commercializing the movie because some fools they get together with the intention of making, getting your money. And if every one of you paying $7, so at least this is $700 to $1,000 coming out of this Muslims going to these non-Muslims, promoting their music and their ideas and about whatever they want to promote it. We have to understand where we stand as a Muslim. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Since we're talking about this movie Passion of Christ, I think it's a good opportunity that we go fast and quick to remind ourselves concerning our belief as a Muslim concerning Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, son of Mary. And you understand the khutbah is not a time for a class. It's a quick review for certain things, but if anybody needs anything related as a references, we can talk about it later on. First of all, we have to understand that the conception of Jesus alayhi salam was a miracle and sign and ayah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not the birth of Jesus. Jesus alayhi salam been born like any child else, same way. So don't say the birth of Jesus, say the conception, how that you conceived him alayhi salam. So this itself was a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this is so easy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isa alayhi salam is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe that he spoke in the cradle. While he was a baby, he spoke. And this also is a sign. We believe that he is slave servant of Allah. We believe that he is the messenger of Allah, that he been given the book, revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe that he been born like anybody else born, and that he will die when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will permit for him to die, and he will be resurrected like anybody else, and he will be questioned in the day of judgment like Allah asked anybody else. أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَٰهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Allah will ask him, oh Jesus, did he tell the people to take you as a god, you and your mother instead of Allah? So he's going to be questioned also. That he deny for him to be son of Allah, or that he is God himself. قال إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا والسلام علي يوم ولدت ويوم أموت ويوم أبعث حيا. ذلك عيسى بن مريم قول الحق الذي فيه يمترون. ما كان لله أن يتخذ من ولد سبحانه إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون. وإن الله ربي وربكم فاعبدوه هذا صراط مستقيم. Please read this in Surah Maryam. And the final thing he said what? Indeed Allah is my Lord and your Lord, so worship him. فاعبدوه وأن هذا صراط مستقيم فاتبعوه. Also part of our belief as a Muslim concerning Isa alayhi salam, that he is not being killed, neither he been crucified. He's not been killed, neither he been crucified. Now there is a hadith, like I said, the subject is bigger than to be covered in a khutbah, but there is a hadith here, which in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari, reported by Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, من شهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله وأن عيسى عبد الله ورسوله وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه والجنة حق والنار حق أدخله الله الجنة على ما كان من العمل أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Whosoever testifies to the oneness of Allah, that there is no partner beside him, and testify that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger, and testify that Isa alayhi salam is the slave of Almighty Allah and his messenger, and the word of Allah that been given to Maryam, and the spirit been created from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and testify that Jannah, paradise, is true, and hellfire is true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will permit him to Jannah regardless whatever sins he did. Doesn't matter what he did, how the worst person can be in this life, as long as he believes in this, the final place will be to him in Jannah. I want to get to something here, still have a few minutes inshallah, something that it may relate it to logic, because in actuality when you talk to a Christian, or a Christian talk to you, he want to convince you because his book is saying such and such, but when you tell him my book says such and such, as if his book is the one that revealed and your book is not revealed, so you have to be convinced if he tell you that the Bible says. So since you don't believe in my book, neither I believe in your book, okay, what you have now, so let's find a different means to judge, and this will be the logic, because everybody agrees that 1 plus 1 equals 2, so 1 orange plus 1 orange is not going to be 3 apples, you see. But you could not tell me the Bible says, the Bible says. So I can tell you the same way, the Quran says, the Quran says, but we never go any place. So, the logic here, although I have things to understand from the Bible, that we can see that the crucifixion was not true. But the logic is, if God died, so why we worship God? Because some believe that Jesus is God. If God exposed to death can die, so why we worship God? Because I'm going to die, and God was dead for 3 days. So if we are equal, so why I'm submitting myself or worshiping and devoting myself to one who's equal to me? Because God has to be above me in everything, in knowledge, in wisdom, in mercy, forgiveness, in ability, in power. But if me and God are equal, or God worse than me, because God was dead and I'm still alive, so I'm better than God. This doesn't make sense. So, if he's not God, but he's son of God, so why God did not save his son? Which one of you will see something happen to his son and will stand watching? And if the son of God, the son takes the nature of the father. Because the chicken when lay down an egg, it doesn't come a monkey out of the egg, will come a baby chick. So always when a father and mother are married and they have a baby, will be a human being, is not going to be a baby cow. So if God has a baby, it's going to be a baby God. That means he can grow one day to be a God. So if the son of God, it has to have the nature of God, the father. So if the son can die, so that means the father can die. So that means the son died today, but later on also the father will die. The last thing, because logic can go to the end. So now, if God was dead for 3 days, according to some people believe, what had happened during these 3 days? I'm sure some of you heard about the blackout long time ago, about 10-15 years, I forgot. I was here in America, in New York, I think maybe in the 90s. And you know what happened? And this was like, what, 8 hours, whatever it is. How many stores been robbed, how many people been killed, and all these things. So can you imagine? The electricity is missing for few hours. All this corruption happened. Can you imagine if God absent or dead for 3 days? What's going to happen? is there a chance anybody wants to kill, wants to commit adultery, wants to steal, wants to do anything? Hey, you got a green light, do whatever you want. So the logic, it doesn't even help. But if we come to debate it from a pure point of view of your book and my book, it has a long story that we could not say for the time being. But before I close, I take the last minute to say that I'm alhamdulillah very grateful and thankful to the whole community. I know you didn't see me last week, so this is the reason I could not say thank you. But the last khutbah 2 weeks ago, if anybody still remember, we talk about the Somali refugee, we talk about the immigrant and the Ansar. So alhamdulillah, and also we talk about the TV and the book of Sufism, about participation in the classes. So with the general, but the main thing was about the Somali refugees. So alhamdulillah, with a good response out of the community, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all. Towards donation, that I collected approximately $500 towards the book of Sufism and the CD, the tape of Brother Ali, the definitive words concerning the marriage of Rasulullah. But the beauty of it is not the $500, because I know some of you wrote $1,000 before, but the beauty of it that most of the community, if not all the community, had contributed. And one beautiful thing, that a brother came with a 10 cent, by Allah, a brother came with a 10 cent. He said, brother, this is what I got. I said, Jazakallah khair, I appreciate it, and this is a copy of the book if you don't even have one. So the good that everybody participates and everybody donates. So even if it was $10, that everybody made an effort, alhamdulillah, Jazakallah khair. Also for the Super Sunday, alhamdulillah, was very fruitful. The program was very successful. May Allah bless you all and brother Musa for his effort. And approximately about 150 people had participated in the program, and some people even remained sitting here and playing and having fun until Maghrib. Also after the khutbah, one brother came and gave me $600 cash and said this towards the Somali fund. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him and you too. Also, I got a donation of 2 cars, running cars, for this purpose. And also, his sister had called me and said, I have a car in my backyard. It needs to be fixed. If it can be used, I would like to donate it also towards. So, alhamdulillah, this is so good. And also, we got 3 or 4 brothers. They said, brother, this is my phone number. When you need me to take them to office, to take them someplace, I'm available. So I'm very grateful to your contribution, to your participation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to reward you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you, inshallah, well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you to do the good for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're still looking for your participation in the classes. And this is very important, because everything else you can have it outside, but the most important thing of the mission of the mosque is education, the salah. Alhamdulillah, we see the participation in salah more. We need more participation in the classes. We have the Saturday class, Dr. Yasser gave it, and we have also the class by Brother Musa every Friday, and the Brother Ali, inshallah, also is going to have a specific day for his classes. So I'm very grateful and thankful for your donation, your participation, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue blessing you for this. On your behalf, because I was not here last week, I would like to welcome the brothers and the sisters and the children from the Somali who had arrived to Colombia. And also I would like to send a word of appreciation to the Lutheran Church and those people who work with the program. We have 2-3 families. They came, some a church came with their van to bring a family, another lady came with her car to bring a family, and another people brought. So we're very grateful to what they're doing towards the Muslims. We appreciate this, and we say to anybody who's doing good, regardless you Muslim or non-Muslim, Almighty Allah will bless you for it, in this life or in the hereafter, or in both. We say again, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. Indeed, my Lord and your Lord is Allah, so worship Him. This is the Sirat al-Mustaqim. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.